ready?
A boy, a dog, and a frog. A boy, a dog, and a frog. Once upon a time, there was a little boy wearing his mother's shoes. He snuck out of the house with his imaginary friends. The net, the bucket, and his little dog. He came to the pond or river, whatever it was that he liked, and decided to catch something with his imaginary friend, net. He saw a frog laying on a lily pad. He decided to catch it, but oops, he trips over a branch that his old tree, his favorite old tree he needs to climb on. And he slips into the pond, but lucky that his imaginary friends, the bucket and the net, didn't get in there. Except because the bucket landed on his head, the net didn't get run over. And the frog smiles at him, sort of like teasing. So he got mad. The frog hopped away onto a high log across the river. He did not give up, so he started climbing the log when the frog wasn't looking. But as soon as they were about to catch him, he saw what was going on and leaped into the pond. Instead of catching the frog, he caught his dog. The dog was very sad. The frog was very mad. The boy yelled. The frog frowned. And so the little boy went home, but very, very tired. The frog wanted something to do. The boy wanted something to do. The boy is very dirty. The frog was very sad. So the frog decided to follow them. He followed them and followed them into the house and in the bathroom and saw water. You know, frogs always like to stay wet. So he leaped into the bathtub with his friends, and they all became friends. Even the imaginary friends. The end.
Great. Very good story.